clearly. Today we are talking about Trump, Billy Bush and Trump, Bill Clinton and Trump, Hillary and Trump, Kylie Jenner and Trump, Kim K costumes and Trump, Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation and Trump, and more on today's Headlines with Headliners and Trump.
Wait, is that what we're doing right
That's
now?
That's what I'm feeling like. I'm feeling like singing like an Egyptian.
You guys are pop locking?
Yeah, I'm about to pass it over. Wow.
I can't.
the lights, dude?
Not today.
How do you turn down the lights flashing past?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I can do that twice. Bow.
I had a
two times? You know what?
I'm sorry. It's two things going on right now. Today is... First of all, it's Yom Kippur, so it's the Day of Atonement. Fasting.
Yeah.
I wish everyone an easy fast. But second of all, I lost something very close to me.
You know? All right, so cut the music. Like, we're starting out somber.
No, it's not somber.
He's hungry and he's lost something.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, when you lose... and you're like, wow, why did this happen?
Yes.
And you feel like you wish you could go, you could do more.
This is the thing.
Yes.
I need to know what it is before I come with you on the, yes, I do know the feeling.
I've seen your Facebook post. Like, it made me tear roll down
my
face.
Actual person. It's a real person.
My phone. My phone.
That's why I can't. You know what? I'm wise enough now to know. I'm not going to go down this whole journey and realize that there's no treasure at the end.
First of all, I read a 20-minute Facebook post just to find out it fell in the toilet.
Yo,
and I've had it happen to me, so I was still connected.
People are like, I thought that was your friend. It's just a phone. I was like, I'd rather it have been a friend. I can replace friends. My phone is irreplaceable at this point.
No, you can replace your phone.
No, it's not the same.
It's the content.
You know when you save those text messages?
It's not the color of the phone, Nate. It's the content of its character.
Yes.
Phone lives matter?
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Mine did.
Text messages matter. That's the only thing you can't recover.
Exactly. All that back.
You don't cannot get recover text messages.
Did you
messages?
Have an iPhone?
No.
You're not going to get anything.
No,
back.
I just lost the droid off of Android. I needed the text. There were things in text that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Blackmail
stuff, good stuff.
Sure.
Not necessarily proof. I like to go back and look at old nasty conversations, and just I don't like to lose those. I've had some of those.
Did you have a conversation about wearing that blue lipstick?
Yes. I feel like a little snowflake today.
A little Oompa Loompa snowflake, like a candy,
like the blueberry from Willy Wonka.
No, you look like you just had an encounter with the Cookie Monster.
Pull off one of the Smurfs.
there it is.
Cookie.
I like it. It was fun. I was trying to take away from the fact that I thought this was a little bit more dressier. So I was like, well, maybe if I throw some lips and some flowers, it won't look so sweatery.
You look nice.
Thanks.
Sweatery.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, well, let me introduce myself. I'm Nate Jackson. I'll be co-hosting this with these two beautiful people.
I feel like you're moderating.
Catch me on... I'm co-hosting with these two beautiful people. I'm moderating. This is Trump. This is Hillary Clinton. And we're going to have a fake debate today. Nate Jackson, catch me Thursdays nights on Wildin' Out. Actually, just catch me every night. They got reruns now. The fall season has had its finale. We'll be back when they come with the next batch of episodes.
Well, I think they're going to probably do more with that. Especially, from what I see, what they're going to do with you, there's got to be more in the
works. Oh, yeah.
You know, because you killed it. And I felt a special connection between you and Erykah Badu. I felt something.
That is real.
I felt a tingle.
That's real.
Yes.
Like a screen. Like, you know, when on-set chemistry is real?
Yeah.
I felt real.
I have a question. Real. When they did one of the family reunions, was that you singing real hard at the family reunion? I was like,
not
I
only
know
that,
Nate's
but
voice.
Like,
I didn't see you, but
so
I heard you.
On every episode of singing, I have been blowing.
Yes.
And they have not been cutting to me. And I'm like, if you don't show me singing this hard. No, so you're right. I think I would like to see more happen with it. I think this is the thing. I think that when we taped it, it felt a certain kind of way as far as who was standing out. And I think that once the episodes are now being shown, that it's a whole nother, it's almost a whole nother set of people who are jumping off the screen, you know?
It is. I feel like you did an excellent job. And I don't give out compliments.
No, he doesn't.
I appreciate it.
I do not. So I think you did an excellent job. I was very impressed when I was watching Wildin' Out Season 8 MTV. Reruns Monday through Friday. Original episodes.
Enough of me.
I'm just saying.
Who are you? Tell the beautiful people.
I'm Teron Von Gosry, the bathrobe heartthrob. Because of this. Because it's this. You know what I'm saying? Find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, everything at I Am Tehran. And of course, I'm accompanied by the lovely
blue-lipped monster today. Hi, guys. My name is Kenesha Buss. You can find me on SiriusXM or over at All Def Digital, and you can follow me at Kenesha Is Comedy.
Beautiful. And I didn't even say my handle. Please, at Mr. Nate Jackson. Follow me. Man, I got a video right now that has 440,000 views in 3 days.
Is it the girl, you and the girl video?
In the kitchen or something? Yeah, yeah. It wasn't even my video. Like, this is one of my homeboy, BT Kingsley's video. You can follow him at BT Kingsley. Mm-hmm. And, it would hit 460,000 on his page, and it's about my page is about to pass his, and I posted it a few days after him.
I like BT's video about him playing a guitar.
Yeah, that's his best one. That's for sure his best one. Every time he strums it, there's more people.
It's just great. He had his bouncer. That's his best one, easily. That was really good.
It's crazy. Well, I'm like, BT, how are you now doing skits? He was literally my roommate for like 7 years, and I'm like, you want to shoot a skit?
Nah, I'm cool. Y'all broke up, and all of a sudden...
Whoa, pause. Broke up. It's a little bit gay. We just...
Separated.
He moved into his own house. It ain't no big deal.
Oh, you guys grew up.
But now he's shooting skits.
You know, like, you know.
Come on, BT, time is everything.
I don't know if it's gay, but I'm in my feelings. Could
have had a million each by now.
Well, I'm getting ready to start, so it's all right.
I'm in my feelings. You never invited me to be in a skit. I just want to, whatever.
Maybe we can do a skit with Trump. Let's talk about him.
If you want to.
Yeah, I do.
Story number one.
We have to talk about it. He's been in the news.
Yes.
Trump set media and social media on fire this week.
Yes.
When a candid audio video of a conversation between Trump and Access Hollywood's, formerly Access Hollywood's, Billy Bush was obtained by the Washington Post. The conversation contains lewd commentary on women. And in fact, it's just easier to watch than to explain. Here we go.
Use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. Mm. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy.
All right.
I can do anything.
Right by the pussy.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, Shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Shorty.
Oof, get out of the way, honey. That's good legs.
There you go. Here's what I want to see. Who was in the way? Let's see her. Get out of the way, honey. We're trying to see the legs. Who walked by? Look at move. Can you move, please? Move the walrus. We want to see the legs.
Grab him by the pussy, guys. This is a presidential candidate who said, "Grab him by the pussy." You guys are okay with this?
Yeah, you got to grab that pussy.
Look at the family. That's why all the women stand like that. They're showing memes.
Yeah, yeah, the memes are literally all the women are covering their vaginas.
And he might have grabbed them.
The way he talks.
Well, there's a picture of his daughter sitting on his lap, and it looks like there's actual grabbage going on. So, yeah, it's not far-fetched.
I don't think Trump has molested any of his children. I do think he was speaking in a very lewd and rude manner about women.
Are you that guy today? No, you be that guy, so I know you're that guy, and then I'll be the guy
that I'm going to be. I'm the guy.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Vouch for Trump.
I'm not vouching for Trump. I'm saying he spoke in a rude manner, and I'm just very disappointed
in
America for even considering this is like, they're making this the focal point. When he talked about Mexicans, no one had a problem. When he was talking about Muslims, people didn't have a problem. But they draw the line at talking about grabbing white women's pussies. They just don't like to hear that at all. Right. Like when he was talking about everyone else, no one said, this is not new. Okay. Mm-hmm, First of all, he apologized and came out and said, you know, this is locker room banter and stuff. Mm-hmm. And people are mad that he said it. And we got to remember, he was taped without knowing. It's not like he knew the mic was live and he said it. He said it out loud. And they're like, oh, he's not supposed to say this. No, that's not the point. The point is he shouldn't be thinking things like this. We can't say, oh, don't say them, but think them in your head. The thought pattern is what's the problem. It's the fact that guys, as men, we think like this. And when I say we, I'm not saying just Trump. A lot of hypocrites out there acting like they don't talk and think like that themselves.
I talk crazy.
Yeah.
I talk crazy.
But not about grabbing pussies against a girl's will.
No. He didn't say
that. Past the line I go. I'm not like, I'm going to just smash even if she says she's not cool with it.
He didn't say if she didn't say he was cool with it.
He said you can do whatever you want.
When you're famous.
Let's run the clip back.
No, they said that. He said that women let you do whatever you want when you're famous. And unfortunately, a lot of that is true.
Is he right?
A lot of
how many followers do I have to have before you this have anything I want
go.
Kicks in?
You have a long way to go, okay? Yeah. You have a very long way to go. I might let you grab a kneecap at this point.
How many millions?
It's not just followers.
No, I need to know. Apparently, every woman is okay with it and it has a price.
No woman is okay with it.
No women aren't okay with it, but unfortunately, you have been out. You've been around celebrities. You know what happens. They do more than just let you grab them by the vagina. I think a lot of people, he's not going to lose a lot of followers that are or voters that were already voting 100%. For him because they have already agreed and have been stood behind him on more ridiculous things than this. So that makes him a man's man. Have you looked at some of the interviews with some of the people that are voting for him? Like, they have that same pattern of thinking. So it's like, yeah, we have a man's man in the White House. He's a cool... Those are things that I say. So mm-hmm, they feel like they're getting a real representation of a person versus the fact that he definitely should not be in the
White
House.
It's not going to cause shock. Were you surprised by it?
I wasn't, but people are acting like they were.
Were you surprised by it? Exactly. And that's why it's not going to cause shock. We need something that we're surprised by. You'd be like, wow. Trump did that?
Trump went to church.
He did go to church.
And he gave away, and he gave money to a black gay family? Like, that would be...
That would be something.
He's done that already.
I don't know if he's done that, but I do
know... No, I'm talking about not good stuff. I'm talking about, like, something just ludicrous of this nature, but it has to be something that we weren't expecting. Like, wow, kicked a baby.
Like, but we would kind of see Trump kicking a baby.
At this point, he
mushed a housewife? Like, that's what you need.
He's branded that. 77% of Republicans still think, like 13% feel like he should drop off.
Yeah,
drop
more now, actually. Yeah.
No, this was the poll just released today.
Yeah, I checked at 4:32.
77%.
77%. Yeah.
77% are still on board. 77%, even though the Republican Party itself is distancing.
77 and 13?
Yeah.
So there's a 10% margin?
That's what was released. There's 10% that's undecided.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of those people that are voting for him have probably tried to grab or wanted to grab or have talked about grabbing them, and that's just what it is. That's unfortunate.
And Mike Pence is distancing himself. So
yeah, his own vice president, because during the debate, Trump said, I haven't talked to him, I disagree.
Yeah, but that was actually a really interesting point you brought up, is that 10% being undecided. I don't know if that's a high number or not, actually. If undecided...
It's usually plus or minus 3%.
Yeah.
So we're talking...
No, this is an error. This is actually undecided people. So I wonder...
Right.
I wonder if that's a...
So it's not margin of error. It's actually 10% going, hey, man, I don't know yet.
Yeah, exactly. Undecided.
That's a lot.
That does sound a lot. When you said it, I was like,
after two presidential debates and a vice president debate, it should be way less than
10%. I think it's just people trying to figure out what else they can do. Like, they just don't want to... I just went completely blank.
Yo, it's funny that you think that's hilarious.
If you do that in the voters' box, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, that's exactly what this 10% is going through. It's like,
no, it's not.
What am I supposed to do? Because a lot of people don't want to vote for either candidate. So what am I going to do?
Not voting for Trump's opposition strengthens him.
Yes.
No matter who you write in, no matter who you vote for, if you don't vote for
his opposition, he's going to win.
He's going to win. Because there's dissemination amongst the other side.
Two things. First, to the point of the 10% being undecided,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's people who are undecided about voting for Trump or undecided about whether this affects them or not. I don't know that specifics. Second of all, when you said 10% sounds like a lot, I think 77% still riding with him sounds like a lot. Like, mm-hmm. he's actually gone out of his way. Which goes to the second point, which is, you know, there's this conspiracy where people think that Trump and Hillary actually, as good friends, good old friends, and, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and the good old boys posse, came together and are basically rigging this election in Hillary's favor. And remember, even with all this going on, Hillary is only a 5% favorite in any poll. She's not like
an overwhelming favorite. Here's what we need to look at, just to bring this home. Have you ever been polled?
No.
Have you ever been polled?
Yes.
Recently? Like any of this?
Not recently. No.
Right. And I never have in life. So when I look at the polls, I'm like, anyone I know has been polled.
But have you won the lottery?
As a viewer, leave in the comments below. Have you been polled?
Yeah.
No, but you know who did win because they're holding a giant check and they show you that there is a winner.
That's the concept, is the conspiracy is like a lot of people think this is all fake, which actually, the way I feel is I don't want Trump specifically to win. However, mm-hmm. if Donald Trump wins, mm-hmm. you know what? I will finally believe.
Comic.
Not as a comedian. I will believe in the system. I'll be like, wow, yeah, voting does actually work. Like, yes, up till right now, I don't really 100% believe voting is real. I don't believe that all this president stuff is real, mm-hmm, Congress, anything like that. But if Donald Trump actually wins, I will actually believe in the system.
Like, we can put a regular American in office, like, we could have no voted experience.
Regular American.
This is a billionaire American.
No,
this
well, I mean,
this
he's not necessarily you great, but believe he's not a politician. It, no, he's not a politician.
You want
to
question
him,
our system that, and believe in it. Obama will be your reason to say voting.
No, no, no. President Obama, to me, seemed like a logical choice. It was, I mean, he
seemed
was the
logical.
Candidate. He was a candidate.
Not to Trump.
He was all these things. I just really feel that if Donald Trump wins, that Donald Trump will show me that the system is real. It's not actually rigged. And the most important thing about this election, people are not asking. Number one, the number one question isn't what policies the presidents believe or don't believe in. The number one question should be, who would you elect as
Supreme Court?
They just
asked that question in the last debate.
Yeah, and they were all both not very particular or specific.
Well, Donald said he was looking at 20 different candidates, and Hillary said... He said 20, and he said, go to Trump.com and find out.
So, and then my second thing is we have 435 representatives, congressmen, who are up for re-election.
Yeah.
We have 34 senators up for re-election as well. That's a huge, this is the most important election simply because of those numbers.
Yep.
Those people are way more powerful and have more influence on our day-to-day lives than the president of the United States. And those are the debates and shows that we're not watching. No one's paying attention. It's like, look at my right hand, guy. Look at my left hand. And all the magic's being done with the right.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is one of that sideshow. This sideshow is taken away from the real show, which is the congressional election that's going on underneath all the wards, all the senators, all the congressmen that need to be elected. We're looking at a very uneasy, uneven House of Representatives and Senate. So I think this is all a sideshow. But if Trump wins, I will believe in the system.
I get that.
I will be like, wow, I didn't think this was real. Mm-hmm. Electoral college just sounded like
it will also let you know how many more bigots are in this country than
I disagree. I think it's good that you guys can agree on something here. But Trump winning is not going to be, it's not going to reaffirm my belief in our system of voting. It's just not.
It'll be interesting.
Why? Because he's a vast underdog and you didn't think he had a chance?
Not only just a vast underdog, but just because he isn't a politician. He's coming out of right field. He's saying all these crazy things. If I was the government, if I was the powers to be, the Illuminati, so to speak, that doesn't exist, by the way. If I was one of those people, I would never allow Trump to be the president. It will cause chaos in world politics. Already they're looking at us like our government is in shambles. The dollar is falling as we speak. China's economy is going high. Mm-hmm. People are taking money from America, Wall Street, and investing in Chinese companies and businesses just because of this election. Mm-hmm. If Donald Trump wins, a lot of things happen in that arena. If I'm the powers that be, I don't let him win. But if he does win, then I realize the powers that be don't have as much power as I thought. Because I've always been under the thought process that a people should not be afraid of its government. The government should be afraid of its people.
I think they're both filthy rich, and it's just about what are the issues that they are pushing and working on. That's what I think. This is the main thing. So if you take the issues that they're looking at and you talk about the Illuminati or whoever the powers that be are, whoever that is, I think that they are not as fearful of a Trump win as you say.
I would.
If he's a millionaire who has lost... Billionaire. He's a billionaire who's maybe... He lost $901 million or something like that.
Of a $20 billion or $30 billion.
So he's a billionaire.
Fortune.
To me, money is power. And when you're a billionaire, you're part of the club that is the powers that be.
But we learned in the 90s for sure that money is not power. When Bill Gates was going through all those congressional problems over Microsoft and had to break up his own company, even though he's worth currently $90 billion, he learned the hard way that you actually have to... Money and power are two different things. Mm-hmm. So you can be a very powerful, influential person and not necessarily have that much money.
That's true.
President Barack Obama is actually very middle class when it comes to things. But he has a lot of power and a lot of influence. Billy Bush is another example who we're going to get to next. But the concept is having power and money aren't exactly the same. It sounds good on paper, but in real life it's not. Some of the most powerful people are very poor on paper. Dalai Lama, for example.
Is Donald Trump one of these examples?
I think Donald Trump is wealthy and part of this good boys club, this old good old boys club that they have that go to, you know, the Bohemian Grove on the summer and Bilderberg groups and all that. Yeah. Do I think Donald Trump's a part of that? Maybe. But I'm not the only person that thinks this. I think that, you know, there is, when you say, no, the powers that be, the 1% in the world, there's 1,937, give or take, billionaires mm-hmm. in the world, okay? When you look at these 1,937 billionaires, they have more money than the rest of us combined. And right. I'm not just saying me, you. I'm including
everybody
I'm
else.
Including Puff. In right. our group.
Yeah.
So when I say, like, when people are like, oh, million and billion, they're not the same.
No.
Like, a million, when I'm like a million.
Come on, hit us with a metaphor.
I do. I love
how this. Many days?
How it's 12 days.
There you go.
Billion. How long? Billion seconds would be how long?
12 days.
No. A billion seconds is 32 years.
A million seconds is 12
million,
days.
A million seconds is 12 days. A
yes.
billion seconds is 32 years. That's the difference between $1 million and $1 billion.
That's the, break it down like that's that.
The, when me. You break it down, you understand. So when people have $80 billion.
Yeah. It's 999 million.
It's exponentially.
And then one more million.
That's craziness, right?
Yeah.
So even when we're like, oh, the world owes $1 trillion. Who do we own? Mars? Like, where does this money float to? Money isn't actually real.
Mm-hmm.
Money, even on the dollar bill itself, it says, in God we trust. It's a trade. We believe in the dollar. The day you stop believing that the dollar is worth anything, it is no longer worth anything. It happens all the time to governments. The day you stop believing that the president of the United States, whether it's President Obama or whoever's next, mm-hmm. is the president of the United States, they are no longer the president of the United States. That is how revolutions begin. You just literally stop believing in the system.
Right.
And so when you think about it in those terms, do I believe that there's a 1% that creates the system and perpetuates the beliefs that we need and fear and all these things in order to keep us not arming and unifying? Yes. When I think of how in this country it's illegal to be homeless, or it's illegal to not utilize electricity or water from the county that you live in, it is illegal.
Right.
Why would those things be illegal? Because they can't keep tabs on you. You know? Do I believe in these things? I don't necessarily not believe them. I can mm-hmm. see if I was part of the 1%, which I've applied many times, I would definitely be part of that enforces that. Why would I ever want to lose
right,
that
but what control? I'm saying is Donald Trump is a part of the 1%. He's part of the 937 billionaires on the planet.
Oh, 1937.
Fine. 1937. He's in the club.
Do we sure. have a list of these men? Because I would like
this guy.
Actually, some of the most powerful ones aren't even on the list. They refuse to be so. Shout out to the Drummond family. I know who you are.
Hello.
Yep, Philip Drummond makes great beats.
What about his
son? And let's not forget all the people that keep getting killed who are surrounded with Hillary controversy. Let's
oh
not forget
gosh.
That. That's a whole nother show on its own. I'm definitely getting, like, arrested or deported after this show.
You know what? I'll come for you.
Will you? Because that means nothing. It's like,
you haven't well, seen listen, my white
My whole point is that Trump is in the club, and I think it. That the club would like to influence him to be a president. They're not as afraid of it as we think that they are. Despite the shifting of the markets, I think if you believe Hillary's going to be president, you start aligning your resources as such. If you think Trump is going to be, you start aligning your resources as such. I think everyone is prepared in case of either thing.
See, that
and that's why we have
good.
Such a huge gap of undecided at 10%.
But here's that's interesting, but it's funny because, for example, marijuana is still illegal in the United States.
Yeah.
Who are the biggest advocates for the for keeping it illegal? Do you know who they are?
The government.
No, it's actually not the government. The lobby groups that are actually very much for the keeping marijuana legal,
mm-hmm.
number one is the tobacco companies,
mm-hmm.
okay, because they would lose a lot of money.
Well, and Marlboro has a new weed product that
drops
in April.
They're trying.
20 joints, professionally rolled in a box, green, comes out in April. It's like $87 a box.
And they're trying to push that, but they don't own mm-hmm. grows, because that would make them federally, and they are a federal company and they don't want to become involved in all that. But if it became legal, they would try to make that market. But as of right now, they're behind in that market.
Mm-hmm.
And who else is trying to keep marijuana legal? The growers. Because if growing marijuana becomes legalized and complacent, then everyone will start doing it and they will lose a lot of market share themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And these big companies will come in. So sometimes the enemy of your enemy is your friend is a big government concept.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of it. Like Hillary Clinton, I believe, has a lot more corporations that she has to back than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, she has a lot more favors she owes, and we've been seeing this time and time.
Maybe. I don't know. Trump won't put his taxes out for me to say who Trump owes favors to.
Donald Trump doesn't have political favors that he owes anyone because he's never run for office.
He's lost over $900 million. He owes somebody.
I don't think that has anything to do with the politics, though. Like the things that Hillary has been around forever, even when she was working with Bill and then when she was working with Obama, we don't know what kind of deals she has to make that once she gets into office that she has to go back those up. You know what I'm saying?
That's totally different. But every level in life that you get to has a new set of circumstances associated with it.
Well, Hillary's level affects us more than I feel like Donald does.
If she becomes president, she has a potential to say, we're all starting from scratch. Everyone's starting from scratch.
She's not the king or queen of the United States. She doesn't have that
She has enough power to either honor or not honor a deal that she's had in the past.
She's going to have to honor a lot of deals.
Yeah, because when you don't honor those deals.
House of Cards style.
Exactly. Like House of Cards. House of Cards is more real than anything and anyone. And that show actually makes you very paranoid. Can we go to the second story?
Yeah. I'll also address it really fast. So you guys don't fire up an answer for this one. The media frenzy caused by Trump's audio has also had another side effect, which has essentially gotten Billy Bush fired from the Today Show, which he had just begun in August of 2016 as the host of the third segment of the show. NBC has placed Billy Bush on indefinite suspension pending a review. My feedback to story number two is good. Story number three, Billy Bush is not the only Billy who's furious with the antics of Donald Trump. Bill Clinton has also taken exception to the man who this week brought out several of Clinton's accusers in a pre-debate conference. The women who accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault or misconduct included Paula Jones, Kathleen Wiley, Juanita Broderick, and also present was Kathy Shelton, whose alleged rapist at the age of 12 years old was successfully defended by Hillary Clinton.
There's any comparison. At 12 years old, Hillary put me through something that you've never put a 12-year-old through. And she says she's for women and children. And she was asked last year on what happened, and she said she's supposed to defend whether they did it or not. And now she's laughing on tape, saying she know they did it.
Trump is hilarious in the. I just can't know what he's saying. First of all, he brought out all these girls who were accused.
He's sitting there like 50 Cent, petty as hell.
Yeah, he's so super petty.
So petty.
Say anything, you know. I got your back.
He brought out the girls that have accused Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct at the least, you know, let alone as you saw a sexual assault. Then he
He raped me.
A girl.
That's what the lady said.
Yeah, Kathy Shelton was 12 years old, and Hillary Clinton defended her alleged rapist and won. Okay, and Kathy Shelton, I don't know what happened. I'm not going to pretend I know what happened. Mm-hmm. But Hillary Clinton, as a lawyer, did her job. Mm-hmm. That is how the system is made. It is set up that way.
It is
set up that way, right? Mm-hmm. It is set up that way. What she's referring to is that there's tapes where later on Hillary Clinton admits to actually knowing or feeling that she knows that her, you know, her clients have done crimes, and this is one of them. A lot of lawyers may know or not. That's not the way the system's set up. I'm actually very much on Hillary's side on this. You're supposed to do your job. Mm-hmm. That's the way the system works, and that's how it actually works. Mm-hmm. As if lawyers just went with, you know, how they felt, and they were like, well, my client's guilty, so I'm going to... They wouldn't get the protection of the law.
Right.
They wouldn't, because even if somebody had the... If I felt you were guilty and you weren't, that would negatively affect you as well. So you 100%. Definitely cannot feel that way.
You have to do your job and do it unobjectively. To the best of your ability. Exactly. So, but... What Trump did is petty and hilarious. And I do have to say, after looking at, the girls that Trump had brought out the accusers.
What?
They were past their prime. You're looking at like, yo, this is like back.
I was just sitting here like, how long till we talk about it?
We're looking at them like, like.
I'm sure Trump didn't grab none of those pussies.
Well, Trump has made it okay for us to say that, if the possible president of the United States can talk like
that. Anything that we would say has been trumped by that line.
Yes. Nate Jackson.
How about it? So, listen, story number three. Billy Bush is not the only person mad. Oh, I'm sorry. Story number four. Hillary and Trump exchanged words at the latest debate in Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. It was a good debate. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was.
Moderators Martha Raddatz? I'm going with that. And Anderson Cooper did their best to keep the two in check for their time limit. Trump, of course, played a little dirty and was asked by Cooper directly about the leaked audio. Here's some highlights.
Sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that? No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously, four of them here tonight.
He has said that the video doesn't represent who he is, but I think it's clear to anyone who heard it that it represents exactly who he is. But he never apologizes for anything to anyone. He owes our country an apology, and he needs to take responsibility for his actions and his words.
But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for, and the thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
That's cold piece. That normally happened in America.
Like that's real. That's
just, real I can't stand his nose air.
You mean the cocaine sniffle? The cocaine sniffle?
You know what the crazy part is? If Trump wasn't such, I'm going to call him a bigot because that's how I feel like he is. I think he would actually be, like some of the things that he wants, I'm like, he would be a cool candidate if he wasn't such an asshole. Like, you know what I'm...
He's anti-establishment, and that's what Bernie was just on the left. Yes. And now he's that on the right. I mean, I completely understand where you're going with this. I think it's
she's really anti-establishment.
Yeah, of course.
So that rings true to her.
Yeah, anti-establishment.
But you can't just say, yes, anti-establishment, and along with it comes luggage full of borders and just, it's ridiculous.
Well, he is ridiculous. I just feel like it's, I mean.
You can like that he's wild as hell, but you have to realize he's wild as hell.
It's not about him being wild as hell. I just understand where he's coming from. It's like so many things have gone one way. Let's get this radical person in there that feels like, let me try something new. And you're on some BS. And Hillary is on some BS. And I think him to say, yo, we coming up for all that is like, maybe things happen.
This is when I realize how smart I'm not. I don't know what the big deal with these emails is. Like, who cares if she used her own server? Like, I really don't care as much as everyone makes me try to care. I don't care as much. I do
hot button issue.
Yeah, I do really need Hillary Clinton to come and clean up my email too. I have a whole bunch of emails. I would never be able to
do. You know how long it takes to delete 33,000 emails?
It takes forever. No. 200.
No, at the top of the page, it has one box that selects everything. So it's like click, they're out of there, bro.
But even that takes forever.
Yes,
like,
and you have to go see the ones you want.
33,000?
No. You could say click, and it would say just the ones on the screen, or all. You just click all, and then boom.
You can't delete your entire box. You have to delete them page by page.
No. That's true. There's a new way. When you click it, it hovers, and it says just this page, or all.
Well, that's only because you have about 25 emails. When you have that many emails, you cannot.
I've deleted thousands of emails
from my Hotmail.
I have like 80 megs of email. Yes. You know when it tells you like you only have 20 megs left or whatever?
Yeah.
That's a lot of emails. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
If you want space, click all of it out
I'm
going
to try to do that. I'm gonna actually tweet Hillary after the show and see how she did it.
Yeah, it's about four clicks. It's not the 53,000 clicks you guys think it takes.
I keep thinking it is.
No, it's like four. It's like click, click, yeah, all click, boom, they're all out of there. All right, guys, now, Benghazi. You know? So it's a quick thing. All right, so story number five. We're going to get away from Trump on this one. We're going to go to people that the news actually... Anyway, listen. Kylie Jenner made headlines for wearing panties on the internet. Here we go.
People were really upset about this. And it's crazy to me because this, to me, looks like every other picture she takes. And
can we zoom in on
that? Hold on. Can we make... Is she over 18?
Yes, now she is.
Okay, because she's... Oh, my gosh. Yo...
I need some money because I sure would pay for that too. Because ain't none of that real. Them hips, that belly button, lips, eyelashes, eyebrows, fingers, ears, toes, nose, none of that.
I don't know, but she.
I don't care. I think that it's. I think it is a bad example. Like, if you know you're a role model and you know how many followers you have and everybody's following you and all the little girls you're influencing.
First of all, when you use the word role model coming from the Kardashian family, we know what they're known for, all of them. And this is what they're known for. So what else is she known for besides this?
You know, that's what I'm saying.
So this be is what known they do.
For something.
But this is what they do. They're just
you don't have to watch them. Neil Brennan actually has one of the best bits about the Kardashians when he's like, people are like, the Kardashians are everywhere. I can't get away from them. He's like, no, they're not. I've never seen a Kardashian inside a book. Like, it's not like I'm reading Moby Dick and it's like, oh, why is Kim in there? You don't have to pay attention to them. If you're paying attention to them, you know what you're getting. Buyer beware. You know what it is.
Right.
You don't have to pay attention to them. People are upset because they think that she is creating a system of objectification for young women to follow us.
Okay, so that's why the people are upset. Do you think she's creating a system of objectification?
I think she's just part of a system that's already existed there. Of objectification. In fact, she's not the cause. She's a symptom. She's a symptom of a much larger problem, which goes back to the symptom of grab them by the pussy and everything else. It's the way we think. It's not the things we do. It's the way we think. It goes to the TI. It's like, you want rappers to change the environment that they grow up in. This kid's growing up in the social media environment where she's getting attention for this, but the girl that has all these degrees and doing all that, she's not getting it. She only has 100 Instagram followers, if. So that's the difference.
Right. Tanisha, what do you think?
I feel like it's the same way. I was just saying this. I had a friend who stripped in high school to pay for college. She got blackmailed. Now, if she was stripping when we were in college, it would have been a good thing, and she wouldn't have spent her whole time hiding. Like, people glorify strippers. People glorify these type of things. So this makes you popular. This makes you famous. This is how her sister created their entire brand was from being naked and having sex with somebody. So now, like, she's going to follow in those footsteps because she see that you win, and it encourages all the other little girls to do it. But they were doing it before she was doing it. Like you said, she just fell in line. What else is going on?
So don't blame her.
Don't blame her.
I think every single person who makes posts like that has a certain amount of accountability. You have to understand the size of your audience, the club you're in, the amount of people you are influencing, and understand the effects of what you're doing. If you're pushing the grab her pussy, that whole theory, it's a problem. Is she thick for a little young girl? Yeah.
Do you blame rappers for drug culture? Do you blame rappers? Are you right now saying the same thing about Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka?
Yeah, I don't let the rappers off. T.I. did say something very eloquently, but at the same time, each one has to understand. And that's why I can appreciate T.I. more, because it's as if he graduated intellectually to another level to look back and say, I was the victim of my circumstances and my environment. I've come up out of that. I've grown out of that. And now my music needs to reflect that.
Okay.
What I don't like is the millionaire rapper who's out of the hood still rapping about cutting coke.
So the next time, we have like a Philando Castile and all that, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure to blame Migos and all those for us getting pulled over in the first place, because a lot of black music has tried to convince everyone that we're all drug dealing pimps and doing stuff, illegal things, for the police to pull us over in the first place. So don't let's just
right, but I think the police, that the police need to be held accountable just as well, because just because it's in songs and music doesn't mean you have to let that affect your bias when you pull somebody over. You shouldn't have any. You said you're going to protect and serve everybody. So just because you heard some hip-hop music or you shot at all black targets during training doesn't mean you need to be meaner, colder, or you know, more prone to messing with us. Everybody is held accountable for their own behavior to a certain extent. Yeah, she's a victim of her circumstance because she's with the youngest or second youngest of a family that this is, all of them are moguls now for nothingness. That's fine. But she got to wake up at one point and go, okay, I shouldn't be putting my hips and booty hole on the internet.
Well, that's just what, I'm sorry, I also have to go, what's the difference between when people post bikini pictures? I mean, it is being very sexy.
Context is the difference. If there was a beach behind her, I'd be like, well, I'm going to be quiet.
That's funny, because that's falling into constructs. Like, a girl will be like, oh my God, not in my underwear, but will walk on a beach behind her. Like, that's, bikini and underwear are basically context. The same thing.
If you had your areola showing.
Yes.
Right now. Yes. I'd be like, that's a lot. If you were breastfeeding and your areola was shown a little bit, I'd be like, I need to mind my business.
Yeah, but that's action. What if she had her areola showing here, or she was on a street somewhere showing her areola? It's just, you're saying it different depends. Location.
Is it Bourbon Street? In New Orleans?
Because you're saying
areolas are out? It's all about context, location, where you're at.
I think it's all about social construct.
Right, but she got her booty and all that. It's a very private place, and she put it out for the public. You have to be concerned about that.
Perfect example is Nate Jackson. Those are the kind of girls you go for, my dude.
That's not. I go for girls with no neck. No neck or appreciation for who I am. No, we're done. That's who I go for.
So no, we have to talk about Nate Parker. We got to talk about Nate Parker.
All right, well, I'll give you a shot to crack at it and read it as fast as I can.
Read it.
In actual news, Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation, his theaters this weekend to go to a dismal opening of $7 billion in the box office revenue. Coming in sixth behind Batgirl on The Girl on the Train, Deepwater Horizon, Magnificent Seven on a budget of $10 million and a purchase price of $17.5 million, the highest ever paid by Fox. The film Nate Parker's latest project was marred by his rape allegations resurfacing from a case in Penn State that we talked about on last week's episode.
We did talk about it. And the reason I want to bring this up is because when people want to be like, Oscar is so white, well, let's remember the box office is so white too. And regardless of the allegations against Nate, these kind of movies have flopped. No one had an allegation against Nate during Red Tails or any of his other movies. And then when this movie, which is actually a substantial movie and rhetoric about race and racial relations in this country, come out, a black historic film, no one goes to support
it.
Yeah,
but this is a niche film. It's a niche film, and we don't know how they spent the marketing dollars to the people who this niche is supposed to hit.
It doesn't matter.
I haven't seen a single billboard for this movie in the hood.
And yet, we're all black people, all know about this movie, and we didn't go watch it. And if you're not watching it because of Nate Parker's rape allegation, I have a lot of respect for that. But if you're not watching it just because you don't want to watch this movie, I have a problem with that. We should support black-owned
businesses. 8 seconds!
And that's
where can they find you?
At I Am Tehran, across social media. Everywhere, IG, everything. Laugh Factory, Mondays and Thursdays at 10.
Nene.
Kenesha is Comedy, SiriusXM, and AltF Digital.
Nate Jackson, at Mr. Nate Jackson. You guys have a blessed day.
Show that Kim Kardashian costume
Leave
real
it
quick.
In the comments.
Show the costume. Show the costume. Pop the costume up. This is the Kim Kardashian costume.
And we will be talking about this.
Wow.
Next week, because I'm going to be this. I already got the ring.
I love it.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.